Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. It's the 23rd day of October 2016. I'm your host. My name is Doug Owen, and I am the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com, my website where I curate news for the masses. We have independent writers, contributors. Submissions are always welcome, and we aggregate and put that out there for the public to use. You can, of course, go to the website dedicated to the show. During our live broadcast, we have an interactive chat room that is usually somewhat lively. We have all sorts of different ways that you can be part of the show, including our Twitter handle, tweet at the show, BLN Radio. You can text us during the show, and really anytime you want, 512-222-3067. That same number, 512-222-3067. You can leave us voicemails. We respond to some. Some of them are just, you know, feedback, and we take that in for what it is. And we get a lot of questions on the line, and so sometimes it helps broaden the discussion here that we have on the podcast. And, of course, I love to hear from you guys always. So you can check us out on Republic Broadcasting. The website actually links back to the homepage of Blacklisted News where we have the podcast. We put it out commercial-free in a variety of formats. Of course, all of the normal places you get podcasts, you can do that. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, even on a Roku. We have the Roku channel, and we put it out on YouTube as well, which is convenient because people use YouTube as a social network of sorts. And we usually have some pretty good comments and feedback on YouTube. So we like putting it out there. Wow, what a week. As always, we have a lot to talk about. The dumbed down debates are just disheartening. I watched the third and final debate. The SNL skits that came out afterwards were pretty funny. The media has really done a disservice. I mean, when you look at the moderation of these debates, the people asking the questions that are being asked, and of course the non-responses that we get from both candidates, it almost turned Jerry Springer-esque. The focus has been on the sexual indiscretions of Donald Trump and the first lady to be, William Clinton. So, not a lot of things that you can really, take away from watching this, other than we're in a really bad situation here in the United States of America, where these are the only two people that have a viable chance. Yes, I know there's Jill Stein. Yes, I know there's Gary Johnson and other independents. And heck, you can write yourself in if you like. But the two viable for 90% of the people that vote will pick one of these two people. Both are just so disliked. Never before we had two people that are so polarizing. And I don't think we've, at least not to my knowledge, we've had an politically aware world where so many people have been pretty much disenfranchised with the system itself. Plenty of good reasons to be. We'll highlight some of those. Clinton went after Trump this week. I thought this was interesting, with a new commercial that ties Donald Trump to Alex Jones, or is what they call him, a alt-right conspiracy theorist, in this new ad. And I was actually surprised, because you usually have to pay Hillary Clinton a lot of money to get this kind of attention. Just ask Goldman Sachs, ask Citigroup, all of these international banking organizations, and you know, dictatorships and other despots around the world that have paid her hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend, you know, essentially 15, 20, 30 minutes on them. So, and if you think about that, I mean, that is really good advertising for your show, because the people that support Hillary Clinton will do so blindly, and they will continue. Pretty much same with most of the political investment that people have. I mean, people figure out what their thought is. They listen to talking points, and in this election have decided whether or not they want to vote for a person based on how much they hate the other person. I don't know how many people I've heard say that they're going to vote for Hillary because they can't stand Donald Trump. They don't think he's presidential, that he's pompous, that he's an a-hole, that he's hates women, hates immigrants. He's xenophobic, downright racist. And that is what people's perception of this these personas be. Of course, Hillary Clinton, liar, murderer. The Clinton body count comes into view. People are having a renewed interest in looking into what happened to Vince Foster. There's a lot of that, but never before have we seen such a take, or at least a focus, on conspiracy theorists. And never in my wildest imagination would I think that Hillary Clinton would be calling out Alex Jones by name. So the people that are going to her blog that hate her vehemently or violently, are really going to be getting, you know, a taste of something they may like, which is the quote unquote alt-right conspiracy theories, things that, you know, they may not hear otherwise. So I don't know if it's a good play if you're Hillary Clinton. I mean, you're definitely going to send a lot of people to Alex Jones, very advantageous to him in the InfoWars media empire. I mean, if I was him, I would be thanking her profusely. He should. She'll send possibly hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to his website. So, you know, one of the things I've noticed, and I think probably most of you have, is that this is an election where people are afraid to tell other people who they're going to vote for. And CBS Boston had a great piece. It said, "Fear may be behind fewer political signs and stickers this election year." If you've noticed fewer political lawn signs and bumper stickers during this election cycle, fear could be a reason why. As November 8th approaches, fewer people than usual are displaying their political affiliation via signs or stickers because tensions are running so high. Residents in Dedham said they understand why people are hesitant to make their political views public. Quote, "Maybe because people are afraid to let people know who they're voting for," one resident said to WBZ News Radio. Quote from Carl Stevens, "You don't see many signs either. Maybe people are afraid to get labeled." And I can see that. I mean, put a Trump sign in front of your home, your next door neighbor may think you're racist. I even thought about it. Not that I would put a Trump sign in my front yard, but my next door neighbors are black. And I just think, wow, you know, what would they think of me if I did have that Trump sign? Regardless of not whether I would want to show my affiliation with them, that mind, that thought did enter my mind. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't know how many of my personal friends, family, and others would be pretty disgusted by a Hillary Clinton sign. I mean, on a personal level, it would disgust me in my front yard, but even more so than a Trump sign. But I definitely believe that having a Trump sign, seeing all of the violent reaction to Trump supporters over the last 6 months to a year, especially, puts into people that fear that people will attack you, hate you, label you a conspiracy theorist, a evil person in general, a racist, a xenophobe, anti-Mexican, anti-Muslim, all of these things. That is pretty unique. I mean, we're getting into the bowels of the election. I know a lot of you have to be at the point where I'm at, and that is I just want them to put the crown on Hillary Clinton, Bushes and Clintons, Clintons and Bushes. The dynasty continues on so that we can move forward. I don't think that there's a realistic expectation for Trump to be able to win the election. Scholastic actually has a poll where they interview kids. Kids are particularly keen or the clairvoyant when it comes to political elections. And it's been over 50 years since the Scholastic presidential survey has been incorrect. And overwhelmingly, children are seeing Hillary Clinton as electable, viable. I know a lot of you probably think that Donald Trump's throwing in the towel. He's part of a grand conspiracy to usher Miss Clinton back into power once again, into another role inside of the U.S. deep state, or at least the front lady, the face of the United States of America. And, you know, that might all well be true. There's definitely very limited Republican support. I don't know how much money, but the disparages between the money, the millions, I think $70 million they spent for Mitt Romney compared to one hundredth of that on Donald Trump. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I saw a piece about how little money the Republican Party is spending. And of course, you know, those big Republican donors are the same big Democrat donors. So their interest, their continual, returns on money that they have invested in the state, protecting multinational corporations, blue chip, Fortune 500s around the world, is paramount to their business interests. People think that Trump will set off nuclear warheads and blow the economy up, blow it up. That, you know, tight borders, repealing NAFTA, possibly repealing Obamacare, the National Health Care Act, are just out of this, out of this world. And of course, we have the undermining of the election rigging that has become a central issue. WikiLeaks has now released, I think, 19 of the different dumps of the Podesta files, upwards of 27,000 plus emails from John Podesta, head of the Hillary Clinton campaign. There's been some pretty stark revelations. But interestingly enough, the Ecuadorian embassy cut off internet to Julian Assange this week. They said that they did under pressure from John F. Kennedy – or Kerry. He's JFK. John F. Kerry, the State Department head, who talked with the Ecuadorian embassy, and they decided to shut the internet down momentarily. Interestingly enough, we had a huge hack that happened this last Thursday into Friday. We'll talk about that more. But when it comes to election rigging, I think that the elephant in the room has to be this Stanford study that has conclusively proven that Hillary Clinton's campaign rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. So when you talk about election rigging, when you talk about dirty tricks, tampering with the election, I mean, there's cake all over the fat face of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. So it's laughable when we hear about, you know, oh, Trump's undermining the system, and, you know, WikiLeaks releasing these emails showing how Hillary Clinton not only screwed the Bernie Sanders campaign and all of their supporters, and you know, she calls the Trump supporters, I guess she feels bad about it now, but she referenced them as the deplorables. I think it was worse for the Bernie Sanders supporters being labeled basement dwellers. That's right down there with alt-right-wing conspiracy theorists when it comes to the perception that they're trying to push out there of what those people are, you know, conspiracy theorists. You know, funny enough, they have this new Pizza Hut commercial where there's a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't believe that the moon landings happens. He doesn't believe that the moon's real. And the woman that's telling him about the special price for a meat lover's pizza is too unbelievable, and he has to touch her to see if she's a hologram. You know, subtle propaganda is something that has really, I think, been highlighted, and that is conspiracy culture or the alt-right conspiracy groups. I mean, anybody comparing or talking about Bill Clinton's sexual escapades or people that litigated Bill Clinton, anybody that has been anti-Bill Clinton over the years has been labeled the right-wing conspiracy. You're part of it. So that tactic has worked so well for Hillary Clinton and, of course, the Democratic Party. Now, there's no question about those dirty tricks. You talk about the dirty tricksters in the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party is so fractured. They're not even supporting their candidate. Probably because they realize that the next 4 years, barring some huge amount of growth being created by the Federal Reserve, the central government, central banking system, it's going to be a pretty crappy 4 years. So, you know, whoever's at the head of the desk is probably going to not have a great look. And the Republicans are more than happy controlling the Senate and House and, you know, making laws that are advantageous to their corporate sponsors. And Hillary Clinton is pretty much on board with most of those efforts. TPP, other job killing and censoring trade deals are something that she has been a big fan of. I thought that this week, another interesting takeaway is, you know, fact checking. Now, after people listen to the debate, they want a fact check. They want to know who is telling the truth. And of course, you go to the internet and you can go to one of the fact checkers. Snopes is probably the most prolific or well-known quote-unquote fact-checking agency. And then Donald Trump can say, well, there's 90 million people outside of the workforce. Well, Snopes will say, well, that's maybe true, maybe not, it's half true, pants on fire, lying, absolutely correct. And then they'll go through and they're supposed to have some kind of pretty neutral look at facts and then bring those forward. And thus we have the fact check, which is kind of scary in and of itself. Rush Limbaugh this week took a huge, huge amount of flack, daring to question the validity of fact checkers. Now, when you think about it, you know, facts should be pretty black and white. This is either true or not true. This many people die because of cancer. This many people die because of this, that. Should be pretty straightforward. But, of course, you always have to consider the source. One of the things that fact-checking organizations have to do is they have to find or make a determination on what facts that are freely available to all, the information at hand, whether or not it is valid. Now, if you're a fact-checker, you might not think blacklistednews.com is a valid source for information. Maybe not the New York Times. Maybe not the Washington Post. Maybe you think that the United Nations, the World Health Organization, those are more valid places to get statistics. When it comes to statistical data and you know, talking about the economy especially, where do you get those facts? The World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements, the European Commission. Who are those people? And of course, the question then becomes, how accurate are these institutions? How much of the numbers and the information that they put out publicly is politicized? Whether it's trying to maintain stability, the presence that there is financial stability out there, perception management. So, you know, of course, people think, well, you know, it's the left and the right and George Soros owns Snopes. And of course, he's putting his agenda out there. And even if that's probably true, but even if it's not true, you have to always consider the source. That's why I tell people over and over again, don't get too caught up on one piece of information, because if that's what you're basing everything around or some institution, you have to look at how they aggregated that information. What sources they used, how reliable were those sources. You know, it's like somebody telling you that last week was the hottest week ever on record. It's the hottest day ever. Well, how do you come to that conclusion? 200 years ago, did you have geothermal readings across the globe? Do you look at these things as, you know, huge, huge numbers? Because how do you actually get the statistics? All things to think about. Food for thought. Quick break. Back on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So you don't believe the fact checkers. What are we to do with all of you people out there that are not on the reservation? Obama's fed up with all the lies on the internet. Have you heard about this? Speaking from the White House Frontiers Conference in Pittsburgh on Thursday, President Obama told the crowd at Carnegie Mellon University that the amount of false content on the internet is an ironic Achilles heel. While the internet has given us vast troves of knowledge, it's hard to tell when the information is false. What we need, he said, is a way to measure truthiness. Yeah, there you go. How are we going to know what we're being fed is bull crap? Is what Obama is telling us truthiness? Because if I look at Obama as the metric for what he has said, and I don't know how many things we can, you know, I'm not going to throw them all against the wall for the next 5 hours of all the untruthy things that Obama said, but you know. It makes sense. I mean, there is a lot of crap on the internet. You have to cipher through it. I think that one of the great things about the internet, the people that, you know, actually consume information on it, is that you've had to build a filter. If you haven't built a filter, then you're probably not, you know, listening to this show. There's a big filter to burn or to build around yourself. And what the internet requires you to do is actually, you know, think about things. Take a lot of sources into consideration when you try to make an overall opinion. You can't just trust something that's on blacklistednews.com. You want to take that headline, see who else is reporting on it. You want to look at the pros and cons. You come to a really informed decision because you have to. Now, you know, 30, 40 years ago, not even that long, maybe 20 years ago, you had the newspaper. If you lived in a big city, maybe you had two newspapers. If you live in a pretty decent sized market, you may have three or four news stations. So you had maybe four or five sources, maybe something local, independent, or magazines that you were paying for to get different viewpoints, to get counter narratives, to get more information. Well, you know, that's just too hard. Can't have all these people believing that Obamacare isn't awesome. Can't have people believing that you're paying more today than you were just 5 years ago for insurance. I mean, just think about the ridiculous things that people like, you know, presidential candidate Donald Trump put out on the internet about Bill Clinton. Oh my God, is it true? Has he raped all these women? Now we're going to prove it. Got to make sure that we have some kind of centralized system. And of course, he was quick to say that we're not going to be censoring the internet. We're just going to have a system that, you know, weeds out bullcrap. So interesting. Anyway, there's also a new news article about Google who will help fact check articles, and it's Google News for its users who use the news search in the topic. So, you know, despite all the fact checking in the world, lies from presidential candidates, from people, fake news, it turns out, could be deemed just about anything that is controversial or counters what we're hearing directly from the state. And, you know, of course, we've talked about this. The media especially is trying to maintain relevance in the world where people can get news just about anywhere, and there's thousands of sources, including social media, news feeds, you know, those political echo chambers that are provided via Facebook when you're, you know, chit-chatting with other people in your crowd of your friends, selectively making its way to you, sometimes not so much, maybe making trending news, maybe not so much. You know, the maintain the status quo, continuing to be able to push that propaganda like they were just a few years ago is much harder for the state. So, you know, the old saying goes, anything that's not under government control is out of control. So you would think with all the news and all the information that you have out there that a few of these other emails that have come out would from John Podesta's email server would get noticed. One of the biggest, obviously, you might have heard about it, U.S. government documentation proves that Saudi Arabia government funded Al-Qaeda and that Hillary Clinton knew about this. One of her emails states, quote, "We need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistical support to ISIL." That's a damning revelation. We'll talk about it more on the other side. You can be part of it at 800-313-9443 on Twitter. BLN Radio is the handle. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. We continue the discussion here. You can be part of it, 800-313-9443. So WikiLeaks was knocked off the internet, but the damning revelations continue to come out. We talked about this right before the break, that in one of the emails on October 11, 2006, Podesta, talking with Liz Goodwin and Michael Isikoff, noted that there were emails present saying that we needed to use intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing logistical and financial support to ISIS and other radical Sunni groups in the region. So they knew that the Saudi Arabians were bad actors. Of course, you know, go back 28 pages, all of that stuff. We knew that financial assistance was paid to the hijackers, 19 of which came from Saudi Arabia. Somehow we fumbled our way into Afghanistan, but that's another story. I talk about that often, and it should be remembered and often reviewed for those out there that like Hillary Clinton's policy. But anyway, another email that is not getting attention really mapped out, and it wasn't so much about Hillary Clinton. It was that banksters pretty much mapped out virtually the entire Obama cabinet a month before his 2008 victory. Michael Froman, who is now a U.S. trade representative, but at the time was the executive of Citigroup, of course, FBI director – Comey was in charge and oversaw a lot of criminality at HSBC, which is a Chinese bank, a big one at that. Anyway, when he was at Citigroup, he wrote an email to Podesta on October 6, 2008 with the subject lists. Froman used a Citigroup email address. He attached three documents of a list of women for top administration jobs, a list of non-white candidates. Got to keep it multicultural. Can't have all just white Jewish people. People start to wonder, why are all these Jewish people here and there's no black women? Well, you know, Condoleezza Rice, those kind of people. And in the Barack Obama administration, I mean, you have Valerie Jarrett. You have a lot of people, Jed Johnson, all of those guys that are at least dark colored. I don't know. They all seem like they're white, but they just have a darker tint to them. I don't know about their family origin, nor do I care. But I guess Citigroup did, and Michael Froman. But anyway, he put together this list, and of the names to date that seem to be coming up over and over again, including – and these are people that were correctly identified – Eric Holder for the Justice Department, Janet Napolitano for Homeland Security, Robert Gates for Defense, Rahm Emanuel for Chief of Staff, Peter Orszag of the Office of Management and Budget, Arnie Duncan for Education. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services. And most of these people have at least one or two scandals attached to them. Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, the man who single-handedly helped Bill Clinton and Robert Rubin destroy the U.S. economy. Timothy Geithner, Little Timmy. All these people were actually on lists given to them by Citigroup, by bankers. And you would think that that would have a huge reaction from all of you Bernie Sanders supporters, now Hillary bots. Not so much. Anyway, we'll get back to that. I do want to thank the people that helped produce this show and support us. We did receive some interesting donations, a few small ones. We produced this podcast commercial free and put it out for you guys after the show as a token for the time and effort and the analysis people can share with the show. If you find that there's value in this show and you want to hear it continue, you can support us. It's one of the great things about media that is not government sanctioned, that's not really corporate sponsored, that is that it's only supported by the people that listen to it. So my vested interests in this show are my family and you out there listening to the program. And that's it. Don't have to sell you water filters, not trying to push seeds down your throat. Not that they're bad things to have. I have both, but there is no agenda other than serving the people that listen to the show. So Ron Mack, send in $10. Ben, I'm sorry I don't have your locations. There's a new PayPal format. Sent $5. We have Julie who sent 15, and we had Martha who sent in $100. Thank you so much, Martha. And TJ right here in Central Texas gave us a deer. Yeah, I got a text message. I guess it was Saturday morning, saying I got your deer here. One of the listeners, a friend of mine, now because of the show. Send me a picture of a freshly skinned deer that he is having processed for me and my family at Hudson's Processing House, downtown Austin. And here in the next few weeks, I'll be able to go pick that up. So that, you know, it's not always dollar bills that are valuable. Things like that are just really, really cool. That are outside of the box. And, you know, I like deer meat. There's no doubt about it. So thanks a lot, TJ. Really do appreciate it. As we look to the future, an interesting piece here really does put things in perspective. It's something I worry about as a father of soon-to-be two young men that will be at some point in the next 16 to 18 years looking for work in the system. This piece, America, Land of Opportunity, Not for Young People, study says. So the United States is supposed to be the land of opportunity where young people can expect their quality of life to be better than their parents. But the claim the U.S. isn't even in the top 20 countries. That claim is no longer valid when it comes to opportunities for young people. The U.S. ranks 23 on a list of 183 countries based on 18 indicators that measure progress for youth ages 15 to 29. Less opportunities, and as we see automation and really, I think, so many labor necessary jobs, physical labor jobs, leaving the market, we're going to have some kind of shift. And I think that, you know, what we've gotten away from is, you know, wanting to do things that are not particularly appetizing. A lot of people are plumbers and tradesmen. I work with electricity. A lot of people wouldn't want to do that. A lot of people wouldn't want to plumb, and I understand why. There's plenty of jobs that are not number one, not pushed in the U.S. education system. It's basically go to college, get a degree, do that, become educated, become indebted, and then you will, you know, hopefully enter the middle class at some point. There's a lot of different ways into the middle class, and I think as, you know, unfortunately as we go forward, there's less and less of those opportunities. So that's why when people support the show, it means so very much to me because I understand that, you know, not everybody that listens to the show can. So the few that do really do help out a lot. So, yeah, interesting peek into what's happening here. Not that we – and that's why I think a lot of people want Donald Trump. They want to see prosperity. He's promising jobs coming back to this country. And, you know, of course, the jobs that people want, high-paid jobs, technical jobs, they want to see, you know, their children with a future. And so, you know, that seems like a better way forward than what we've had over the last 30 years. Anyway, I guess we should talk about the big hack that happened Friday, which was actually kind of a godsend to me personally when I realized that our server farm was under attack along with Twitter, along with Shopify, a lot of the big websites, Facebook. There's huge outage throughout Northwestern United States, and it transcended globally. A DNS attack, DDS, DDoS attack on lots of domain name servers made websites inaccessible to millions of people. Actually, the IAEA said that a nuclear power plant was disrupted because of this. And now we have the weaponization of the Internet of Things, something that I've been warning about, and any reasonable person that somewhat tech savvy saw coming a long time ago. And that is Internet-connected devices, not just computers or PCs. In this case, we're talking about smart TVs. We're talking about smart refrigerators, even smart light bulbs. And Nest thermostats. Primarily, it was security cameras that were used to create botnets, which are just lots of connections to the internet that all go and attack one IP address at one time, flooding the connection so that people cannot get routed to proper destinations on the internet. So, that being said, Friday, I'm looking at news, I'm looking at things to post, and I'm wondering why all the statistics on our relay are just completely just off 100%. There's like no one on the website, there's nothing happening. And I text our tech guy and said, hey, we're having problems at the farm. What's going on? You know, is this something isolated? Is this, you know, my server's dead? And he said, nope, there's a big worldwide botnet attack that's happening right now. Affected tens of thousands, millions of people. And, of course, it is stopping commerce. It is slowing things down. It's a loss of revenue for people that are affected. More, you know, businesses more so than I. Although we did get about half of whatever we would get from advertising dollars on that day. So there is a financial impact. Now, we're not talking about, for me personally, tens of millions, not even hundreds or thousands of dollars. But for big companies like Amazon, I mean, you could be talking about millions of dollars of potential revenue that were lost. And so the Department of Homeland Security and now the FBI are going to be using this internet meltdown, they already are, as an excuse to be able to hack your devices. We've talked about this. There are two important policy takeaways, according to this is Defense One. One is the government continues to warn us about cyber attacks all the time, but has not required companies to use any kind of basic security measures that may have stopped Friday's outage. There's no government mandate to protect your computer, no matter how smart and or how much you probably should. And that's a good thing, because you could only imagine that if the government did have this type of clearinghouse, it would be compromised, and the FBI would be tapping every bit of it. So that is a pretty scary prospect, the government being able to force you to use government-sanctioned, government-approved, software, firewalls, hardware that potentially be compromised. Big problem with beyond the ethical and privacy rights violations that would absolutely ensue. You would also leave it wide open to hackers and people that could potentially exploit it, people possibly employed by the government. I mean, we posted an article this week saying, showing how all these centralized government databases are becoming places where police officers and other employees are using this available data to stalk people at an alarming rate. So anyway, with any big hack like this, and I'm surprised I haven't seen the blame being pushed on Russia yet, but that may occur. Google's also quietly dropped a ban on personally identifiable web tracking. This is a big shift, because Google Ads is so prominent, so prevalent. It's everywhere. And they used to have the model or the limitation that you could advertise, display advertise to people through the Google Ads network, but you weren't going to be able to get specific data, geolocations, specific IPs, or what specific computers like to look at. Whatever you're looking at, kitty cat videos or beyond, it wasn't going to track you in that manner on a personal level, tracking you and your family. They would just provide banner advertising, and they would use an algorithm to figure out, or whatever it is that they do to figure out what it is that you want to buy. But they wouldn't be giving that specific information to the companies that are buying advertisements. Well, of course, they want that information, and we have that transaction or that transition that's taken place, and they're going to be selling your information. More and more companies aggregating big data about the Google users. So probably not that surprising to most of you. This story was definitely a sign of the times. CIA spy software was marketed to U.S. schools. The CIA aggressively marketed for use in public U.S. schools in order to spy on students. Geofedia, an online surveillance tool that enables law enforcement agencies to track and collect information on social media users, was reportedly sold to high schools in Chicago, Illinois. Lincolnshire Prairie School District paid Geofedia $10,000 to monitor social media posts of all the children at the Stevenson High School. It goes on and on. More and more information. The deep relationship between the NSA, the CIA, your local police departments, your school's student resource officer, and your children. Not only the CIA and schools are collecting more information, now you have police departments that have this same type of network feeds that give them predictable information. If 20 people are taking a video of one thing that's happening, they want to know about it. If people are protesting and are sending out tweets telling people to meet them at the town hall, bring your pitchforks, bring your torches, bring your gasoline, bring your Molotov cocktails, or whether or not they're just saying bring Starbucks coffee along with you for the party, you know, donuts and the rest, you know, that is going into their huge expanding exponentially databases of, you know, profiling people. Then that information is sold to third party companies that, you know, make online profiles of people. Another story that I don't know is really shocking, but a report that 50% of American adults are now in a facial recognition database. So half of you listening have been recognized. We'll talk about that technology so much more in moments. You can be part of it. 800-313-9443. It is Blacklisted Radio.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Lots and lots of data. Can it be used against you? It will be. If it is advantageous to those out there that want to, I don't know, take your money away from you by stealing tens of thousands of dollars, actually over $72 million worth of property from people who were not convicted of any crime. Chicago PD amassed tens of millions of dollars in this black budget that they used for surveillance gear. So that is kind of where we're at. It's about big data. It's about using that sometimes to justify whether or not that they, you know, raid your home. We've heard way too many stories about somebody, you know, got onto their Wi-Fi, hacked their Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden you have a SWAT team in your face, shooting your dog or some other horrible circumstance, scaring grandma. That's the big problem. And of course, that being used against you in a digital world, it's really easy to come up with evidence that is almost indefensible. You know, if somebody says, hey, you have child porn all over your computer, you know, the NSA could have put it there. Anybody could have put it there. Maybe somebody who wanted to set you up. You know, we can go through all the scenarios, but it's really hard to prove your innocence in a digital world. And now it's just your word against, you know, the quote unquote experts. Another turn for the worse, something that's not getting any attention. There's an appeals court that affirmed the NSA now has the ability and legal authority that their surveillance can be used to investigate domestic criminal suspects. So what does it take to make you a suspect? What's the standard of proof, or what's the burden of proof upon the state? In big data world, well, we've got a picture of you. We've recognized you in our biometric database that said you were here at this convenience store that's robbed. And even though you may be innocent, we'll take your money from you and use that to buy more surveillance equipment. Now, if that happened to everybody, we would have a revolution. It just selectively happens to people on a just too often basis. So these are things that are happening today that, of course, the elections have distracted from. That's why I said earlier in the program, I'll be so excited to have these elections over. Regardless of the outcome, maybe, just maybe, people will start focusing on the government again rather than criticizing, you know, who's having sex with who, who's grabbing what on to from other people or on other people. Nobody should be grabbing anything on anybody unless that person wants to be grabbed, and that's pretty subjective. And that's why I just I think that I, along with a lot of other people, have pretty much shut off. There's nothing that Hillary Clinton and or Donald Trump can say that will compel me to vote for either one of them over the other at this point. I know a lot of you are, hypercritical because I'm not a libertarian or supporting the Libertarian Party, and it's not that I don't have, you know, libertarian, at least little l, economic policy and ideals and politics. It's that Gary Johnson's just a stoner. That's what it really comes down to. All right, guys, thanks for a fun show. I appreciate all of you supporting the show, all of you that have contributed, and please consider it. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We have a donation button there. You can, of course, propagate this show to friends and family and those in the know, and that is another great way to broaden our reach, and we really do appreciate that support as well. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.